Hi there. The word for you today is, you've got to work for it. In Proverbs 24 and 16, we read, though a righteous man falls seven times, he rises again. How come failure destroys some people, yet seems to make others stronger? The secret is, they allow failure to become their teacher and turn their defeats into learning experiences. Wilma Rudolph was the 20th of 22 children born into a poor black family in Tennessee. As a child, she had polio and was forced to wear leg braces until she was 9. At 12, she tried out for the school's basketball team and failed. For the next year, she practiced every day until she finally made the team. A college track coach spotted her one day and talked her into letting him train her to be a sprinter. Her perseverance earned her a scholarship to Tennessee State University, where she became a track star. In 1960, she made the U.S. Olympic team. In the 100-meter sprint, she had to face the world record holder, Jette Heine of Germany. But Wilma won, and she did it again in the 200-meter event. Wilma's third race was the 100-meter relay, and again she faced Jette. Just as the baton was handed to Wilma, she dropped it, giving Jette the lead. But her never-give-up spirit made her pick up the baton and take off in desperate pursuit. She caught the German runner in the last few strides and won the third gold medal, which, by the way, was more than any other woman had ever won at that time. Wilma became a grandmother and traveled the world for children's causes, motivating them with her story. Quote, I let them know that they can achieve it as long as they're willing to work for it. Think about it.